Joined today by Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you here, Mayor.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Nobody's washed away, blown away.
Not yet. We've got a lot more to come.
Hey, welcome to March in Iowa, right?
Yeah, we get all the weather.
You know what it's like.
Yep.
It happens. And it starts, and we'll just work with what we've got.
Exactly. Take things as they come.
One thing I happen to think of, though, is Waylon hasn't said anything about garbage trucks and alleys yet.
Not yet. That's probably coming because things are pretty soggy out there.
We know that parks did get shut down a couple of times because of the basically trying to keep people out of the gravel.
Yeah, we want to please keep off the grass with vehicles in the soggy weather in McCose Park. They had to close McCose Park down. Because there were some people out in the grass really tearing it up. So we need to make sure that gets dried up. So do your due diligence, people.
So again, common sense.
Yes, please. Keep our parks nice.
Council last night, well, it started out, we thought it was going to go along fairly quickly. Had the public hearing on the sale of property. And for those that don't know, you effected last year a trade with the county. You guys had a parcel of property over there. Oh, gosh, over near the law enforcement center.
Yes.
They had a parcel over here along West 9th. And with the communications upgrade that's going to be going on, the bigger tower and everything else, they need a little more space over there.
Yep, so we swapped those parcels of land, and that became city property.
And one thing the city's always done, if you get open vacant lots, you're looking to sell those to developers
we don't want to hold on to an empty lot, so we want to take offers on those lots, and especially in the residential areas, we want to sell those to folks that are going to build homes, single-family homes, depending on the size of the lot.
So you did have one family that had a proposal in, and you were going to take action on that, but a neighbor came in and made another offer.
That's correct. So we had to set a public hearing at our last meeting, and the public hearing was for last night, and so that's public notice that say, hey, this property is going to be sold. Do you have any comments on it? Do you have any concerns? And so during that public comment section, the neighbor came in and said, I am actually interested in this property also. I've been interested in it for a while. So council deliberated to see what the best course of action was to be fair to both parties. And they decided that since we do have competing offers and we're really not trying to make money on the property, we just want to get the development done in the fairest way possible, we'll do a sealed bid process. So both parties or any third party could put in a bid before the next council meeting, which we will set a subsequent public hearing for the following council meeting, because that's how we have to do it.
You have to have the second.
Yep.
You got to redo it.
Yep. So that's required by law, and that's the notice to the public that this sale of property was going to take place.
So again, the property is at 117 West 9th Street. We'll see how it comes together.
Yep.
And you did suggest that if the parties, since they would be neighbors and stuff, if they were interested, if they could work out something.
Yeah, if they wanted to.
You did that earlier with an alleyway.
We did, yeah. So sometimes, we get to these situations where there's a conflict in council and, people kind of had different ideas about what's going to go on, but then suggest to them, maybe discuss this, on your own afterwards and come to a resolution. And when it comes back, it was a really good thing with that alleyway. They were able to split the alley very amicably. And so perhaps this could be in a similar fashion.
So we'll see. They have to submit sealed bids on it. So, and then you'll go ahead with the whole public hearing again. And
another public
April.
Hearing? Yep, absolutely. So it will be April.
Did approve the capital improvement plan.
We did.
I don't know. It's not one of those things you're going to read at night.
Nope.
Easy reading. But it is planning. Andrea Elmquist was on a week ago and talked about the process that's used there and basically how you build the plan by what are our financing sources? What are some of the options we've got? What do we do? And we're talking, it's a multi-million dollar plan.
It is, yep. And it's over 5 years. And so we have projects that can last 5 years, and they will be scheduled on that five-year plan with capital improvements. And we decide what funding sources would go into that over time, and it's all allocated out there. And each of the departments has different lines, what they would request and where they're getting money from. And, sometimes we're able to complete a project early, and it rolls off, and we replace it with something else. It's really a living document.
I remember one of the first ones you questioned about was yep. Park Avenue in South May.
Yep. Yep. So what's going on South here? Marion. What's the plan? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So it takes a lot to get used to when you're first coming on. So I had a lot of questions in that first meeting.
And there are things like that. Initially, you might put it on there as developer driven.
Yep.
And then eventually you get to a point, say, to spur development. We need to drive it.
Sometimes, yeah, it's a chicken or the egg situation. You know, we might have an area where we want to develop and to attract, you know, housing or something like that, or industrial, or it might be something where we know industrial or housing is going to come in, and we work with the developer to see what kind of an arrangement we can come together with.
So we've got, again, the plan is there, working document gets changed every year, gets updated, and mm-hmm. Things get added, things get taken off.
It was approved, yep.
Yeah, so you do have, you are going ahead, fixing a date for a meeting on the loan disbursement agreement. Again, this is yep. $1.7 million more infrastructure yep. work that's being done.
Yep.
And that's going to be coming up or going ahead. What others?
We had a public comment. Yeah. Evan Jorgensen from Flex came to announce that they were going to do a groundbreaking on March 14th at 11:30.
I had that written down.
Yeah, and so we got to it.
It was, again, he invited council and others to come out and kind of get an idea of what their plans are and how they are moving forward there. We did have a couple of things from economic development, and I don't know if you went and threw axes or not, but Midtown Crossing.
I did not throw axes. I was there right when they opened at 10 o'clock on Saturday to check things out with Henry, my son. And because I had to go grade exams after that. we congratulated them for opening, and he had fun with me playing the big blocks of Jenga in the back. So it's not just axe throwing at Midtown Crossing. They have darts, and then they have a lot of different lawn games in the back room. So that large Jenga, large Uno, bags, of course, sure. and a really oversized tic-tac-toe board. So there's stuff for people of every age.
This is Juliana Starling. Did a little research. Actually did pretty good research because
yes.
You guys, when the Economic Development Committee went to take a look at it, they were very impressed with how things were going.
Absolutely. And so she measured everything out to be the standard for the leagues and everything like that. And so their preparation would include the ability to have axe throwing leagues and dart leagues. And she's in the process of getting a liquor license to be able to sell okay. canned beverages as well.
So, and that's with limits, folks.
Yep.
With limits.
Yep.
But one thing we do want to remember, she also started Mrs. Slobberworth.
The owner of Mrs. Slobberworth as well, yeah. and it's a very successful business, and I hear nothing but good things for people that board and groom there.
One of the things that did come up from the discussion on that is we all of a sudden found, well, we have a few others down there that really not a lot of people knew about.
That's exactly
because
right.
Because they didn't come.
Things are changing all the time, and yeah. so we had a reminder from Councilman Mormon to make sure to check out the new businesses that are coming. Serenity Spice and Tea was one mm-hmm. that just recently opened up right next to Chrysalis Health. Mm-hmm. Downtown, right by what we're talking about yeah. with Mrs. Slobberworth as well.
So it's one of those
out.
Where she didn't come in and ask for anything
right.
out of the BDIF or anything
exactly.
like that. She just
opened it up.
Yep.
So it's not always on our radar, you know, when we're not contributing funds to that and things like that.
And
nature.
We do have a lot of others that a lot of yep. people don't realize.
And at the livery, too, a lot of action over
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. A lot going on there. He's looking at... doing more, and I was going to say, like the Hive is coming up.
The Hive,
I think
yep. And so,
that,
you know,
that's
this time
free of entertainment.
Thing. Yeah, and this time of year when we're finally getting out of these sub-zero temperatures, it's a great time to go for a walk downtown and see what's new.
It is. Great opportunity. So, and check them out. Go in and say hi.
Yep.
Let me see what you do here.
Exactly. You might find
ask him.
Yeah. Yeah. You might find your new favorite store.
One of the things your Economic Development Committee did do was recommend for going ahead with a hotel study.
Yes.
And this is one of the, this wasn't even a council goal, but it was something
no.
you wanted, you thought we needed to pursue.
Yeah.
The council did.
Yeah. Administrator Scare brought this up to me about a year ago, 9 months ago. And I said, you know what? I think that's a really good idea because we're having these increased occupancies in our hotels and we have a lot of things going on, a lot of entertainment. And events coming, and so I think we really need to be proactive on this and see Are we in need of another hotel? If so, what type? And so we got this hotel study proposal put together, and they had two bids on it. It's going to go to Hotel R&D because they're going to include a restaurant feasibility study as well.
So, and this is just something then you can use in your marketing efforts when trying to recruit businesses.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, they if they want to locate here, they'll come and do it on their own.
Yeah,
that's
but
not necessarily.
We kind of have to give them a nudge to say, hey, you know, this would be a great place for you to come and bring your business because we have the people and we can prove that to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can be much more attractive in that area.
So right now they are looking to go ahead with that study, and we'll see how it comes together. And
yeah, it goes
what comes up in
relatively quickly. I think it's like 4 weeks or something like that.
The other thing is they, as a company, they are also familiar with others that might be, you know, what cities are asking you to do some things and what do they look like?
Mm-hmm.
Some of those businesses will do that. So we'll see how it goes. Once again, that's going to move forward. Let's see. Okay, let's talk about Chief Weevil.
Yes.
One of the goals is updating code.
Yeah, well, a couple of years it's been, a goal.
So the big thing we've gotten done so far was zoning. Mm-hmm. That one got all taken care of, but you had some help doing that.
Yep.
So the chief and now Rick Montag have been sitting down, taking a look at some of the code. It all started with dogs running at large and how to best handle that.
Yeah. Yeah. Rafe, our new city attorney, and chief have been working through our code to discuss, you know, different penalties for different things to make sure everything aligns in the code book. Because as Rafe pointed out last night, when you're in trial, you have to make sure that everything is set and there are no inconsistencies within the code.
And there are.
There are. It's this is a thing that doesn't get updated all the time.
Yeah. So they are going to work on that, hope to bring that back. And again, it's all part of, well, I call it codification, updating your code.
Yeah.
Getting outdated things out of there, updating references and things like that.
Trying to make it as easy as possible for people to understand what the rules and regulations are at the end of the day.
So ordinance violation penalties and others are going to be forthcoming.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. And we did have a deer survey.
We did,
yep. So let's talk a little bit about that.
So the police department does have a drone with heat sensors on it. And since we do have that, it's a lot easier to take count of living bodies in the park and things like that than a helicopter study, and much, much cheaper. And so the police department last week or 2 weeks ago was able to take that drone out into the southwest quadrant of town, McCoy's Park area, West Boone, southwest Boone area, to see what an actual count of deer was. And the ones that they could identify for sure were 81 deer in that small area of town. And there were many masses of heat signatures.
You couldn't tell if it was just one deer or maybe three or four.
Yeah, heat signatures, you know, kind of lumped together, maybe in somebody's backyard or something like that. I know I get that in my own backyard. And so we have at least 81 deer that they were able to count. And that's well above a threshold that would be considered manageable.
So we do know, obviously, now this information, you got to start to work with the DNR to see what can be done and what are our options.
Yeah, and the next step would be on our end to look at the projectile ordinance for prohibiting shooting of arrows within town. Mm-hmm. And so modifying that within reason to allow folks with already existing tags mm-hmm. to be able to hunt on private ground in town.
And again, it's one of those things needs DNR approval. So
if you want to do further and get more tags and do a deer management zone, the DNR needs data from that, and so we collect and see mm-hmm. How they can help us out with that.
All right, the council last night. We'll see how that goes. Council last night also did approve the contract with Hinson Consulting, which is the firm that was selected to work with you, looking for candidates for the city administrator position.
That's correct.
And they've already been in town, started to make communication, get contact, try to build a profile of what you're looking for.
Yeah, they got to work right away even before they got a contract to us. They know how time sensitive this is, and so they sent a team of two people to City Hall last week to interview stakeholders in the city, so staff and department heads, to see, you know, what are you looking for in a city administrator? What attributes are you looking for? What skills and qualifications so that they can build a job profile, not only for the ad, but for when they're screening applicants and when they're bringing people in for face-to-face interviews and asking them questions. And so they had the in-person interview with, I think, 16 different people, something along those lines, last week, and they have a survey out to follow up with everyone with written comments to get even more information about how they, how everybody feels everything's going and what they'd like to see changed and kept the same and stuff like that.
So again, just in the initial start of this, they hope, they want to do this relatively quickly, gathering this information, build that profile, and then
put the job ad out,
put it out, and see how fast. I know you guys would like to have somebody identified relatively early, but again,
they want to do it right, and that's the most important thing too. They were able to look at their timeline and shave 2 weeks off of their projected timeline to get somebody hired. So at least with the timeline that they have in their contract, they have a mid-June hire.
Okay.
And that all depends too, if we hire somebody from outside that has a stipulation in the contract that they have to get 60 days notice or something like that. That throws a little bit of a wrench into things sometimes.
We'll continue to work.
Yeah, they're working very hard for us to get this done.
And at the same time, they are doing a couple other communities as well.
Yep.
They did caution you that sometimes the resources are a little hard to find.
Yeah, for the applicant pool, it's not a deep applicant pool, and we want to make sure we're able to attract the highest quality candidate possible.
So, still working on that.
Yep.
Other things coming up? Let's see. Mostly, well, you hit the April meeting, you start getting into some of your public hearings.
Of a public hearing for approving the budget.
Yeah, you'll have your maximum levy, and this county will have to do the publication.
Yes,
and
all of the things that are required now to finally formally adopt the budget, but the entire budget is ready to go.
Yep.
And then additionally, we will have our annual audit coming forward pretty soon as well. That's just a standard one.
Get all of that taken care of.
Yeah. All the fiscal business comes in the spring.
We get it all at one time. One thing we do know is that former council member B.J. McGinn said we could host a golf tournament.
Yes.
So NGCAA Division II Women's Golf Tournament, first one ever.
Yes.
Going to be held here at Cedar Point. Now the process. Last time I visited with him, he said, we have a group that's going to be working on securing some volunteers. So.
Yes, so if you have an interest in volunteering for that event, please do reach out to BJ at DMAC and offer your services. I think it'll be a lot of fun thing to volunteer for.
You got a lot of people involved with that, too. Chris Blocker, I know she's been working on that. Plus, she's also off to see the RV people down in Georgia.
Yeah, yep. It's going to film another episode, I believe, down in Georgia.
All right. But coming up in April, I think, is when they expect to have that the available.
The Boone County, Story County one.
Yeah. There we go. We'll go for that. Otherwise, got a couple of committee meetings that are coming up. Otherwise, most everything else. Be careful with the weather, huh?
Yep. Be careful out there and make sure you stay weather aware for any blizzard conditions that we may or may not have.
And the other part is pay attention with the snow ordinance because it may or may not be back.
And we are finalizing an announcement for the citywide cleanup, which will occur in June, very early June. So look for some changes in what's allowed and size of loads and things like that. And we'll try to message that as much as possible so that everybody's aware what changes have been made.
So there are going to be some adjustments. It's going to be the council pretty insistent they want to keep doing it.
We're going to keep doing it, but we just want to make sure it's going to be sustainable over the long term.
All right. Boone Mayor Eli Stein's a guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.